God. We thank God for his goodness and for his mercies and for his tender kindness. Oh, what a wonderful name. That best name. Powerful name it is. It breaks every chain. Yes. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yes. There is light in his name. Praise his wonderful name. His name means Savior. Praise God. And we are so glad today that we are here. We are having the second part of Thanksgiving. This is where we always meet on the Lord's Day to give God thanks and praise and to worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, friends. Word of God tells us here, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all the marvelous work. Praise his wonderful name. I am going to repeat that. And then I go down to verse 4. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will praise thee. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. O thou, and I like this, O thou most high. Praise God. Yes, isn't that wonderful? Praise his wonderful name. Word of God tells us in Psalm 30, here again, the psalmist is lifting up his voice. And again, I like this. This is what he has to say in verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, all ye. Sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks. And that's what we are doing. At the remembrance of his holiness. Praise his wonderful name. Yes, Lord. Thank God for that. But then, how can I leave out this one? Psalm 118. I like that because it reminds me of somebody that we love so dearly. Although we love Jesus, but we love his son too. Yes, we think of our dear Elder Harris. Always begin his service like that with Psalm 118. And this is what he says. God is the light which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horn of the altar. And then he lifts up his voice and he says, Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I am going to read it again. And Vince, I want you to listen to what our dear brother used to echo all over the church. He would say, Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise his wonderful name. I want you to know, friends, these are psalms that we ought to continue to sing. But then, it's not all. Here, we often sing here, and I thank God for the songs that we did this morning. All God's gift around us are sent from heaven above. Praise God. Good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. I will repeat that. We love to sing it here. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. The second one, give thanks with a grateful heart. Praise his wonderful name. And we are doing this today, friends. give thanks with a grateful heart. Praise His wonderful name. Yes, and we just sang not very long ago, Jesus is the best name. It's the sweetest name. Oh, His name means Savior. And today, friends, we are so glad for that, that we have a Savior who has all power. Yes. We want to think a little bit about David. Yes. David, a unique young man he is. A shepherd. Yes. I won't say a shepherd boy. I'll just stop with shepherd. Yes. A fine young man he was. Care for his father's flock, Jesse. Yes. He is a great songwriter. Surely, King David served as the second king of Israel. And I like that too as well, because he did well. He wrote some 73 of the Psalms that we love to pray, we love to sing them, and we love to lift up our voices in praise and thanksgiving unto him. Yes, friends, he is great, and we praise him and give him thanks for all things. Praise his wonderful name. Not very long ago, no more than 3 days ago, this nation celebrate Thanksgiving. But if I be honest and I ask many today, what is all this about? Thanksgiving. What are you giving thanks for? They don't know, because they call it a holiday. And they really have fun. They play football, watch the television, and they have a good belly full. Yes, that's what the Americans call Thanksgiving. But we, the Apostolic Church in America, we look forward every time we come together. We lift up our voices with praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord, giving him thanks for all that he has done for us. And even that which he has promised to do for us, we give thanks. Thanksgiving, friends, is important, an important part of the Christian worship and service. We, as children of God, we must praise God. We must give him thanks. We must lift up our voices and worship him, because he's the Most High God. Yes, we do this every time we come together to worship. Praise his wonderful name. And we thank our dear sister today, leading us into such wonderful time of worship and praise. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, how I love that name. It means Savior. Oh, praise his wonderful name. It means Redeemer. Oh, yes. Jesus, that wonderful name. We give thanks. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Praise his name. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus. And I thank our dear sister, the Spirit of God has led us into that part of worship. What a blessing it has been. Yes, friends, God, great gift. Praise his name. Yes, I love that. God's great gift. That is Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, I want to talk about David. David speaks quite a lot. and he loves to praise. And he loves to give thanks. He loves to sing. Praise his wonderful name. And he loves to pray. Most times we find that Christians are always calling upon the name of Jesus in their devotions, in speaking about him, And when they are in need of help, they would call upon Jesus. Yes, David, the psalmist. Yes, he, friends, wrote many of the psalms that we sing and that we read and that we pray as well.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is an important part of the Christian worship. Yes,
yeah.
And praise.
Yeah. Sure.
And today, friends, we are so thankful the first day of December. Just 3 days ago, the nation of America was having what they call Thanksgiving. But praise God, we have today, the first day of December, the last month of the year, when we can come together in praise and worship and thanksgiving. And we can lift up our voices, all good gifts around us, sent from heaven above. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Praise his wonderful name. But then, I want to take you to Jesus. Can you see him, friends, among the multitudes walking? The Word of God tells us, friends, he was moved with compassion. Oh, as he moved along with the people, oh, the needs were so great. And that's why I love that name. I love that name because it's so sweet. The Word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 36, there was a vast multitude that was there. But then Jesus, with a compassionate heart, could not send the people away. And he asked his disciples, and we are his disciples too, friends. And he's asking us too, with the many that are out there. He lifted up his hands and he said to his disciples, look, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. Yes, friends, they were now having a wonderful time with Jesus sitting at the well, offering living water. Oh, strange woman. But they were then worrying about what to eat. But Jesus, friends, is always moved with compassion. He lifts up his hands and he says, look, the fields are white.
Yes.
Have you seen them, friends? Are you seeing them today? All those that were at the football arena and the stadium, all those that were then eating and making merry, Jesus is saying, all those, friends, all those. That's what I like about my Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. He is compassionate. He looked at the multitudes that they were disciples sending them away. We haven't got enough bread to give them. Send them away. How much bread is there? How much bread is there? Oh, friends, Jesus asked, and he got just a few loaves of bread and two small fishes. And the scripture tells us, and I want you to turn to it because you need to underline that. I made sure to do that. In Matthew chapter 15, listen to what Jesus said here. In 15, and I'm going to read it, Matthew chapter 15. And I like that verse, verse 36. Yes, listen what it says. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes and gave thanks. I underline that. And he gave thanks. The Son of God took the bread and he gave thanks and broke them and gave them to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Yes, friends. And they did all eat and were filled. You notice that, friends? We must ask blessings. We must give thanks. Jesus, the wonderful Savior, the Son of God. Yes, friends, the light of the world. The Word of God says, and they did eat and were all filled. Yes, they were satisfied, both men and women and children.
Yes, they were.
to the multitude, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. Oh, friends, I am the way. I am the truth. We must give thanks that we have a Savior like this that we can offer to a world that is walking in darkness. Oh, friends, I am the way. Sitting at the well, I am the living water. Here is a woman thirsty, and going every day and not able to satisfy the thirst. But today, friends, there are many around us. Yesterday, what a time they had. But today, they are still thirsty. They are still thirsty. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, how sweet the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. And we today must tell those that are thirsty, those that are hungry, those that don't even know what they are giving thanks for. But today, friends, we meet each time we come together as children of God. We come to worship God in spirit and in truth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus, the word of God says, and he gave thanks and broke them and gave his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Today, we have the voice to lift up our voices, friends, with praise and thanksgiving unto our Savior. He is the Savior of the world. Praise his wonderful name. Today we must lift him up. I must hurry on. Yes, the Word of God says here, friends, that he is the sweetest name I know. He is. You know, let me take you before I move on here, and I'm going to make these with this portion here. Let me take you back to the scriptures, which tells us here in First Chronicles chapter 29 tells us quite clearly, and I like this portion here very much. First Chronicles, chapter 29. And this is important that we make note of it. Listen what the psalmist is saying here. And I'll read from verse 9. The word of God says, then the people rejoice for that they offered willingly. I underline that word. They offered willingly. Because with perfect heart, I underline that again, a perfect heart, they offered willingly to the Lord. Who they offered willingly to? The Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us offer the praises and the honor and the glory to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to his Father, the Most Holy One. And David, the king, also rejoiced with a great joy. Friends, let us lift up our hearts. Let us praise him at all times, friends. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy. Wherefore, the word of God says, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Friends, let us lift up our hearts before all the people in this country here, that the God that we serve is almighty. He's all powerful. Yes, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father,
forever
and ever. Not just for today, friends.
Praise
his wonderful name. You serve a God who is eternal. He never dies. And so, friends, we can continue to lift him up and lift him up. Lift him up, friends, that all men is blessed be the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is thy greatness. Thine, O Lord. You notice that he says here, thine, O Lord. It spells with capital L-O-R-D. God.
God.
In greatness and the power and the glory, hallelujah, of your shouting brethren, and the victory and the majesty for all that is in the heavens, praise his wonderful name, the moon and the sun and the star, the clouds, and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as high above all. Let us exalt his name together.
Hallelujah.
Praise his wonderful name. Let's lift up his name together.
Hallelujah.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou regardest over all. And in thine hand is power. Praise his wonderful name and might.
Thank you,
Father. Lord, his promise, they be the same.
Yeah.
And in thine hand it is to make great. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, and to give strength unto all. And then I'll stop at verse 13. Listen to what the psalmist has to say. Now, therefore, O Lord, we thank thee, hallelujah, and praise thy glorious name. That's what Sister Janine was just doing a while ago in leading us. To praise his name is like a chain that will break everything, friends. Yes. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee. Did you thank him this morning for giving you life, that you could lie in your bed and look up in the room and your eyes were open, you could see? Yes, friends. And praise that you could talk with him, praising thy glorious name. Thank him for that name. The name is Jesus. Praise God. There is power in the name. There is life in the name. Praise his name. There is power at all times, friends. There is power, wonder-working power in the name of Jesus. Let us tell the world today that is hungry, friend, for bread and hungry for food. Yes, friends, let's not send them away, but tell them that we serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know about him, friends. He saves my soul. He saves your soul too. Praise his wonderful name. He is the only way to get to heaven. Praise God. Yes, he is the only way. But then, God's gift. God's gift, friends. God's gift. I must take a little time to tell you about that story in Jesus sharing with the multitudes. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Praise his name. And then I jumped on a little more and he says, well, if children ask the Father for bread, will you give him a stone? But he went on to say, but the Father give good gifts to them that love him. Praise his wonderful name. I just love those two lines there. But the Father would give his Son good gifts. We are sons and daughters of God. Praise his wonderful name. And our Heavenly Father will give us good gifts, friends. Let's just give him praise for the gift of salvation. Let us give him praise for the gift of health. Let us give him praise for the grace and mercy and tender kindness. Let us lift up our voices and worship him and give him thanks, praise his wonderful name. But then, let me say here, friends, the gift of love, praise his wonderful name. The Bible tells us that beautiful love song, "For God so loved the world," John 3 and verse 16. Hallelujah. "For God so loved every colored person in the world today, every nationality. For God so loved the world." Friends, let us share the love of God with people. Let us tell them and give thanks for them, because they are made by God. It is God who formed them in the womb of their mother. Praise his wonderful name. Give them eyes to see, fingers to move around. Yes, friends, and their little feet move around. But thank God, when they mother give birth, only to hear the nurse says, "Mother, you have a little boy child or a little girl child. This is the fruit of your womb." Mothers, women that are now pregnant, I want you to know, friends, what is within you is the fruit of your womb. When you bring forth that child, it's a gift from God, praise his wonderful name. And we must cherish these gifts that are given. Don't destroy the gifts of God. The word of God says, friends, as I told you in Matthew, that he gives good gifts to those that love him. Yes, today, friends, God gives you a beautiful fruit, the fruit of your womb. Praise his wonderful name. Lift up your voice and give God thanks that you could bring forth life into the world. Praise God. Yes, friends, praise the name of the Lord. Praise him in sanctuary. Praise him at home. Praise him at work. Praise him when you're in the bus. Praise him when you're in the car. Praise him when you're walking, friend. Oh, how I love to walk and go into bushes, and I can lift up my voice and tell God thanks that I'm able to walk. I'm able to hear the birds around me. Praise his wonderful name. When last have you looked up into the heavens and give God thanks for the moon, the stars, the sun? When last have you looked at the sunrise or the sunset? It's all the beautiful hard work of God. Yes, friends, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now, let me finish here with First Chronicles. The word of God says, verse 13, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." We just did it a while ago. Our sister Janine, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, oh, how, I just love that song. I just love it. That beautiful name. That precious name is Jesus, which means Savior. Now, I must close. Listen what the Word of God says here. God gives beautiful gifts. The gift he gives to all mankind today, friends, love is given. For God so loved the world. For God so loved you. For God so loved your brother and your sister. For God so loved your cousin and those around you in the neighborhood. For God so loved. Yes, what he did, he gave his only begotten son. Yes, friends, that son is Jesus. Why? Because he loves the world. Jesus means Savior. He came to save the world. Today, friends, give thanks to God for His Son, for the wonderful gift that He has given. In that gift, friends, wrapped up is love. But then is that all? No, friends. There is something in the gift that's grace. Praise God. Is there anything else? Yes, friends, and mercy. His mercy endureth to all generation, friends. Red, black, and white, all are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. He loves the adults as well. I want you to know, friends, and I'm going to just pause. Have you ever stopped to think of the love of God? He loves us so much that He gave His Son, His only Son, that has been with Him from the beginning. And He raised Him from the dead after sending Him to pay the price for sin, which says the wages of sin is death. And Jesus paid the price for all. Yes, He paid the price for all. Why? Because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life.
Yes.
But in that package, friends, is not just love. If you turn it over, you'll find there is grace. Praise His wonderful name. The saving grace for all mankind. Today, friends, let's give thanks for the saving grace of God. Let's give thanks for the saving grace that is found in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's give thanks for mercy. Mercy is to all, for all, friends. Yes, to all generation, everyone, love is given. Yes. That's what love is all about.
Yes.
Love is the grace. God's freely love each and every one of us. Yes, He does. Let me close in taking you over to Ephesians chapter 2. This is what the Word of God has to say here. In Ephesians chapter 2, here, Paul is speaking to the believers. And this is what he has to say in Ephesians chapter 2. Yes. And verse 8. Listen what the Word of God says. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Have faith in God today, friends. Have faith in God. Praise His wonderful name. Have faith in God. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Give God thanks for that wonderful gift, friends. Give Him thanks. Lift up your voice and give thanks for that wonderful grace, that wonderful gift. Yes. Oh, I like that. But then, is that all? Look at verse 5. Let's go up. Even when we were dead in sin, think of that, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Hallelujah. Saved by His power divine. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, friends, you are saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, it's for all mankind. Let's give thanks to God, our Heavenly Father, the Eternal Father, the Most High God. Thou shalt have no other God, He says before me. Yes. Today, friends, who are you worshiping? Who are you worshiping today? Why not let us bow down, as we often love to do, and give praise and thanks for the name of Jesus. Is so sweet. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus. Oh, how I love the name. Jesus. What a precious name it is. Again, let me read those two verses. Verse 5. Even when we were dead in sin. Did you hear that? Word of God says all have sinned and come short. Had quickened us, which means made us alive. Together with Christ, praise his name, by grace ye are saved. Verse 8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. We give thanks for riches when it's given to us out of a heart of love. Let's give God thanks today for his goodness, for his love, for his grace, and for his mercy. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen. You never tell. You can never express how much. I think our sister did well in getting us to understand. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Hallelujah. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, Jesus, Savior. Cry out to him today and give him thanks for life. Life that you can see the first day of December. It is so sweet to hear the carols playing this morning on the radio. Jesus, oh, how sweet. The name, with eyes closed and heads bowed. How many today will give thanks that you're alive? How many will give thanks that you had breakfast this morning? How many will give thanks that you know you're going to have dinner this evening? The Word of God says that Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks. And look what he did with it. He was able to feed a multitude, over 4,000 people, women and children, says the Word of God. Today, friends, is there a need at your home? You don't know how you're going to meet that need. Is there a need that you have to meet tomorrow or next week? Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. He's almighty. Ah, the God of hosts. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the gift that you give to the world. Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We were able to come and we bow down before him. And we praise him because you raise him from the dead.
Yes.
That we can live. Praise his wonderful name. And that he would come back and encourage us by saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Today, friends, we have life in Christ Jesus if we would only embrace him and enjoy the saving grace which comes through the Son of God. Praise his name.
Rest on the Father.
We pray today for everyone that hear your voice today. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would minister unto them and tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much Jesus cared for them. Tell them how much for God so loved them.
Yes.
He gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die and pay the price for them. Holy Spirit, minister now, we pray. And Lord, that many will come to know you as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise his wonderful name.
And thank you, Lord.
Oh, how sweet the name.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, every day the same. Yes, friends, he never changes you. He wants to save you now.
Oh, yes,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God's name.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Thanks unto the Lord. For he is good.
Yes.
Oh, we give thanks unto the Lord. Praise
yes.
His wonderful name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For his grace and for his mercy today. Praise
thank
his wonderful
you,
name.
To all generations.
I'm going to move into a breaking of bread service at this time. Praise his name. And if you have your Bibles, you're going to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want you to think about what you have heard and give thanks for today.
Yes.
Give thanks that you are able to hear of the goodness
yes.
of God. The
yes.
psalmist David takes time to express within his heart and from his voice, he would tell
yes.
us that he would love the Almighty God, the God of hosts. Praise
yes.
the wonderful name, the eternal
yes.
Father, who tells us, friends, that he cares. He cares.
Yes.
Oh, from the foundation of the earth, he made
yes.
plans for you. That you can have life today, everlasting.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise
Would
God.
You embrace him today? Would you embrace him today?
Praise the Lord.
Come unto me, all ye that labor. And
yes.
I heavy labor.
Yes.
You have heard earlier on from the song that our sister Janine sang for us. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name.
Indeed.
I like you. There is power in his name. Praise God. There is life in his name. There is satisfaction in his name, young people. Oh, we will meet your needs today. If you will only just come. Come unto him, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We're going to invite those of us who know the Lord as Savior. Right after the breaking of bread, we're going to ask our Pastor Henry to extend the invitation to whosoever will today, like the multitude that came and listened to Jesus, and he fed them, think of that, without sending them away. And this is what I like. The Word of God says he had compassion on the multitude. Praise
yes.
his name. What a compassionate Savior we have. Praise God. Yes. Paul speaking to the Corinthian Christians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Have your Bibles, you turn with me. I want to say thanks to all of you that attended service today. This is our Thanksgiving Day, a day to give God thanks for his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 11, sorry, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Word of God says in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus," wonderful name, praise God, "that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Ah, yes, just like how he gave thanks, he gave himself. And when he had given thanks, notice that, the word thanks again, on the line and not Bible. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." or after the same manner also he took the cup when he had saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Praise God. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Praise his name.
Yes.
Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord worthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. O brethren, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Brethren, let us rejoice in the Lord today that he paid a price for your sin and my sin, that you can have not just life, but everlasting life today.
Yes.
Praise his wonderful name. We're going to ask our dear pastor, last blessings on the emblems at this time. Pastor Henry, would you pray?
Father, once again, we come before you as we bow our hearts in gratitude for what you have done for us on Calvary. Certainly, Lord, every time we reflect upon Calvary, we have seen the sacrifice that you gave, as your word declared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We watched him, Lord, through the eyes of our faith.
Oh, yes.
And we see him stretched out there, being ridiculed by all of those who were around the foot of the cross, saying, if you are who you say you are, free yourself. That's what they were saying. Even the very thieves beside him were saying the same thing. And Lord God, he refused to display his divine power at that time. He humbled himself and he held back that authority that he had.
Yes.
And he died so that we might live.
Amen.
And he asked you, Lord, to forgive even those who ill-treated him at that time. And Lord God, we are better off this day because of that sacrifice. Because the blood was shed, the price was paid, and we receive forgiveness for our sin as a result of what Jesus did. We thank you. And so we are told now by your word that as often as we break bread, we do show the Lord's death till he come, because he wants us to remember Calvary. This day, Lord, as we take up this cup, as we take up this bread, it brings back the memory of the sacrifice of our Lord. And we say thanks. We say thanks.
Thanks.
We say thanks. Hallelujah.
Thanks,
Lord. Thank you for having just a vision of redemption.
Amen.
For humanity, that we today can have the privilege of coming around this table and partaking in a full and free salvation. We give it a praise, we give it an honor, and we give it a glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.